This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Tell you, I'm getting them every few minutes now because the world is at such an incredible crossroads right now. We have two very special guests coming up on the transmission today. I'll tell you about a little bit later, but I also want to open the phones up for listeners to get their comments on just the state of the world, the huge adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccines, the deaths around the world, and all the other facts surrounding this that show how at every level it is the greatest fraud, the greatest scam, the greatest hoax that this planet has ever seen. And you know what Hitler said? You're going to tell a lie, you're going to tell it so big and get so many people to buy into it that no one will want to admit they were conned later. You know, that's the rest of the story. You always hear the Hitler quote of, if you're going to tell a lie, it's got to be giant. The bigger the lie, the better. But it's actually Joseph Goebbels writing about advice he'd given Hitler. And he explained that you need to get people to buy into a giant lie. And once they buy into it, they won't want to admit that they've been conned. They'll be stubborn and double down on it. And you could say that that was a uniquely German stubbornness. Germans are known for that. But I think it's something that's in all peoples. In fact, the Germans have had some of the most oppressive COVID-19 global government lockdowns, but they've also had some of the stiffest resistance. There's a new video out of a member of a state parliament in Germany who's a medical doctor who says, I've called around to hospitals and they have no COVID patients. But I showed you yesterday from the CDC's own numbers that Austin has 9% of its beds allotted for COVID, filled with COVID. But the mayor just announced nighttime curfews because the hospitals are full. But I can go to the CDC's own site and show you how many COVID patients they've got at one time. I said 77, excuse me, when I actually went to the number, it was 75. The number had changed, who are actually in intensive care with COVID right now. And the studies are there that you should not intubate someone that has COVID. It's an autoimmune response normally. They need steroids, but they're not getting that. And that leads us to this next nightmare report that illustrates everything. Congressman Luke Letlow, congressman-elect, tested positive for COVID. 96% of the tests are false. Said, well, we need to put you in the emergency room. And then they were doing a procedure, intubating him while he was awake, shoving tubes into his lungs. And they said the procedure killed him. It actually says he died of a heart attack while having him shove tubes into his lungs. Guess he didn't like it too much when they turned on the pressure. They say it's excruciating torture. You're having an autoimmune response and they pump your lungs up full of air. We've known day one, 11 months, don't do it. But they did it and he's dead. Deader than a box of hammers. But when you see the headlines, oh, he died of COVID, and the left celebrated, oh, he's a Republican, oh, he deserves it, oh. But you see, we already have the CDC's own numbers. Year to date, the year's almost over, right at about the same amount of deaths we had in 2019, we've had in 2020. The facts don't lie, but oh, what happened to Epstein's jailmate that got moved the day before he was killed? He got his neck broken, reportedly, like Epstein. But they said he died of COVID. You know, Kennedy died of COVID. Yeah, he didn't get his head blown off or anything. So that's all coming up. Died of car wreck, COVID. Died of motorcycle accident, COVID.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
When I grow up, I want to see Bill Gates put in prison. We now take you live to the front lines of the fight for the human future. It is December 30th. The year is 2020, and we are 21 days out from the inauguration of the Chinese Communist agent. I am Alex Jones, your host.
Woo! We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, as negative as things seem, I got to get my Ric Flair on and say, woo! Because if you look back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago, the world is white hot awake to the New World Order right now. And they've been forced to try to steal this election in front of God and the whole world. And just everything they do is turning to pure crap as they try to wreck the economy, as they put us under siege, as everything they do gets exposed, they're a bunch of criminals. And so humanity's not going down without an explosive fight. And humanity is fighting back, and the New World Order is in a absolute panic. Okay, we've got that New York nurse that first came on and showed how they are intubating people that are totally healthy and do not have COVID-19 and killing them. She's going to pop back in today, big whistleblower, because this is in the news. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow suffered a heart attack following operation. They were intubating him and a bunch of other stuff, and they say he died of a heart attack, not of COVID. Well, that's exactly what this nurse and many medical doctors have said is going on. But when you read the rest of the news, that's the New York Post. Fox reporter backpedals his mocking a Republican representative-elect from COVID after Twitter beatdown. But he didn't die of COVID. They say he died of a heart attack from the procedures they were doing to his lungs. Lungs, 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 lungs. Simply amazing. We're going to be going through all of the latest COVID information today. Also, we have Joe Hoft, the analyst, the corporate fraud auditor, with a lot of big new developments on the election fraud front popping in. And we also have a very interesting analyst and former world champion, bare knuckles boxer, Andrew Tate of CobraTate.com joining us. He lives in Eastern Europe. He can give you a breakdown on the Islamic ongoing invasion, the UN lockdowns, how Eastern European countries are resisting in some cases, submitting in others. That should be a very informative talk as well. Trump said 3 days ago, I'm going to sign the bill because they promised to go back and vote on $2,000 per person, $4,000 per family. And the left attacked him for that and said it was evil and wrong. They wanted to give 90%+ of the emergency package to foreign banks and dictatorships. And Trump said, no, we should give the majority of the money if we're going to do this out of the Treasury. It's their tax money anyways to them. I think it's a very dangerous game to begin with. You keep doing these stimuluses, and it's the road to inflation. It's the road to dependency. But it is a lesser of two evils if there ever was one. instead of giving all the money to foreign countries and dictators and corrupt institutions and gender studies in Africa, teaching African men how to be women, literally, shouldn't it just be direct payments to kickstart the economy? Because the whole point of the globalists is to shut down the economy, to bankrupt Main Street, to bankrupt the middle class. That's on record. That's the Great Reset. That's the New World Order. So Trump is trying to directly fight that. But, I mean, what, the last stimulus money was 6 months ago? Well, it was $2,000. Now it's $2,000 again? Even if Mitch McConnell can get the bill through? It is a lesser of two evils. It would be much better to end the lockdowns, to end the shutdown, and get the talking point out that communist China is bragging. They played the clip, so Tucker Carlson, on national TV that, ha-ha, the Americans will not even exist soon. America will be dead. These are quotes. We control their higher circles. They will never reopen again. We did right with COVID. They didn't. Of course, they just did a fake lockdown and were never really closed. And now, because they did bad, they have all the cases. They've stopped the PCR test. Here, if three people take the test, sometimes they make businesses make people, some of them, take it three times a day. I mean, 3 times a week. We had a D.C. cop, and we had some Maryland cops as security last time we were in D.C. And I went out to dinner with a few of them because I wanted to pick their brains. And they said, listen, we do auxiliary work for the Secret Service. And when we work for the feds, every time we go in for a shift, they do a PCR test in a little automatic machine like Joe Rogan had me do for his show. And when somebody does test positive, they keep testing them and they count it as a COVID each time, even though they admit, no, you really don't have COVID. But that's put into a database of all these COVID numbers. And now they just count everyone that dies of something else as COVID. And we all know that. But at the minute I saw that this congressman had, quote, died of COVID, I said, I bet when I read deeper, there'll be a footnote that he died of something else. And sure as the sun came up, he died of a heart attack. It's like the head Palestinian negotiator died of COVID. And it said, 2 years ago, he got a risky double lung transplant because of lung cancer. He also had liver cancer and had been in a coma. He died in Israel of COVID. But as soon as I saw CNN, you know, oh, the head Palestinian died. And then I read, not even CNN, I had to read other places. Oh, that he had a double lung transplant years ago and had been in a coma and had cancer. So basically, if you get hit by a car, if you get eaten by a shark, if you die of cancer, if you die of pneumonia, if you die of the flu, you are COVID. And every winter, they'll say, oh, COVID is up. We've got a lockdown again. And notice, all the lockdowns don't work. It only gets worse. Because what does Cuomo and what does Newsom and what does all of them say? Testing, 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 testing. Ventilators, 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 ventilators. Get a bunch of people that aren't sick, put them on ventilators, kill them. Get your $53,000. Hype up the fear. It's simply incredible. So I want to ask you, what do you think Trump should do with 21 days out? Do you think he's going to be at the big giant march on Wednesday? Gee, I don't know. I don't even know what time he's speaking on Wednesday. But I'm going to let the president announce that. And the word is he should be making an announcement this afternoon. But he said, please come to D.C. It's going to be wild. And we need millions and millions of people there when the Congress is set to have senatorial debate on not accepting these electors from Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, where now people just become kind of numb to it. The evidence of fraud, they had total evidence a month ago, complete over-the-top evidence 2 weeks ago, and now it's just videos of people stuffing ballot boxes. Videos of people running the same stack of ballots over and over again. Videos of them kicking everybody out and covering up the windows and then engaging in the fraud. All Michigan, you name it, Pennsylvania, Georgia, the Democrat judges trying to block signature checks when they're found. They're getting ready to steal Georgia with both the Senate seats. I mean, this is absolutely out of control and crazy. I think Trump should be at the Resolute desk every night exposing this and fighting this. I guess he wants to build up the crescendo so when he does speak, people really listen. I don't think that's the strategy. We're running out of time. What do you think he should do? And what are you going to do when they try to intimidate you to take these deadly vaccines, which they now admit, Pfizer, Moderna, they all came out and said quietly, by the way, this won't even protect you from COVID. It won't protect you from mutations, and you'll have to get five of them a year, and you'll still be able to spread it. Now, the head of the WHO, the head of vaccine program, she said that yesterday, and now nurses that took the shot 2 weeks ago are going, they say I've got COVID now. Of course the vaccine made you test positive, Dumbo. Why do you think they're testing positive for HIV? I mean, this is such an evil rollout. We'll open the phones up. We'll give the number out when we come back, and I'll explain the methodology behind what's happening, why this is so obvious.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can tell you, my friends, this January 6th in D.C. has got the establishment scared. They've had the CIA, the FBI following me around for over a month. They've been following other people around. They had people reach out to us. They come and visited us and just said, please be careful in D.C. Please be careful at these rallies. Please don't incite anyone. Please, it's so dangerous. We're so concerned. They had a big ABC nightly news anchor, I'll leave it at that, say one of their big people, call me up and say, we're so scared. You're not planning anything. And I always say to them, you know, that's funny. Antifa is the one that burned down all those police stations and public housing and shot people in the head and ran checkpoints and did all that terrible stuff. And BLM, that got $10.6 billion. And it's been the left calling for all this violence and the overthrow of the government and no borders, no walls, no USA at all. It's the UN building refugee centers and then hammering our borders. It's Hollywood saying they wanted to bankrupt the economy and basically use COVID to drive Trump from power. And so past activity is always the best indicator of future activity. And so, no, we're not planning to come to D.C. to overrun the Capitol. We're not planning to go to D.C. to shoot anybody or bomb anything. That's the last thing we want. We're there to show the numbers that Joe Biden can't get 1,000 people out or 100 people out. And everywhere Trump goes, he can get 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, or 5 million. We're voting with our feet. The Democrats are closing a bunch of the hotels and saying, oh, you're not allowed in the city. You know what? But the illegal aliens are. We're just not allowed. I got footage out of San Antonio where our listeners went to the mall, didn't wear their mask, and got assaulted by police. But if they were BLM burning the place down, the police would salute them. Because this is a disgusting political takeover. That's what this is. And so I say this. We're going to D.C. There's going to be millions of people there. And Antifa and BLM aren't going to show their little rat faces. If you are with children, you don't want to go out unaccompanied at parking garages or at night. Because there aren't really children or people in D.C. now. It's been locked down for months and months and months. And so, yes, they will attack women and children, but it's only a few cases of it. And that is if you get off the beaten path. And if you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat or any type of American flag, that is like a red banner to a bull. But we will outnumber them 1,000 to 1. And the police are under globalist control in D.C., but they are not about to try to start anything with millions of American people. So all of you should come to D.C. for this historic event. This is the same level as July 4, 1776, as we declare independence against the globalists and their operatives. And believe me, you're going to want to be there on the 5th and the 6th. And depending on what happens, a lot of people are going to end up just staying in D.C. and occupying it. Because Joe Biden is not our president. Be part of history. Fight for Trump. Fight for yourself. Fight for America. Fight for voting integrity. Fight with the First Amendment and with nonviolent action. Now, let's go to the puppet-in-chief, the so-called president-elect. Joe Biden again says the quiet part aloud. President-elect Kamala Harris. Here it is.
I took it to instill public confidence in the vaccine. President-elect Harris took hers today for the same reason. And when the president's doctors recommend it, President Trump should take it and instill the same degree of confidence.
Da, 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 da. Here is Joe Biden yesterday saying he's not getting his military briefings as a communist Chinese agent. With his son going, I work for the head communist Chinese. Me and my dad are under criminal investigation. We get millions from them. I'm scared. But Bill Barr says, no problem. And now Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate was found with his neck broken in his apartment. He died of COVID, just like this congressman they killed with innovation, with a heart attack. Died of COVID. Next, they're going to say Jesus died of COVID, not of being crucified and bayoneted in the side. Let's go ahead and go to Joe Biden whining that as a Chinese communist agent, he hasn't been given the keys to the nukes yet to give the Chi-Coms. Here it is.
And right now, as our nation is in a period of transition, we need to make sure that nothing is lost in the handoff between administrations. My team needs a clear picture of our force posture around the world and our operations to deter our enemies. We need full visibility into the budget planning underway at the Defense Department and other agencies in order to avoid any window of confusion or catch-up that our adversaries may try to exploit.
Our adversaries.
But as I said from the beginning, we have encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing, outgoing, and from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
Irresponsibility. You're the ones that had a shadow government and shadow diplomacy with you and John Kerry and Obama following Trump around the world, telling world leaders don't listen to him. He'll be gone soon, your previous coup attempts. You're the ones that tried to keep him from even getting in office. You're the ones that had the bureaucracy not do what the president said. Unbelievable. Let's go to this next clip. This is Australian Senator Jim Milan, former Major General on Communist China.
Cutting-edge night vision helmets soon to be distributed to more than 5,000 ADF personnel. It's part of the Morrison government's record $270 billion investment in defence capability over the next decade.
The ADF has never been better than it is now.
And according to some, there's a reason for that.
We are likely in the next 3 to 5 years, or in the next 5 to 10 years, to be involved in a war between China and the United States.
Former Major General and Liberal Senator Jim Molan says Australia must develop a national security strategy to prepare for war.
A war is more likely now than it's been probably for 75 years.
And security experts agree.
It's certainly a much higher risk than we've seen for a long, long time.
There are also concerns that the United States, our most powerful ally, is not at its greatest military capacity.
In 1991, the US Navy was 600 warships strong. Now it's less than 300.
There's limits even to what the Americans can actually do.
Labor says speculating about war is only making a bad situation with China worse.
What we need now is a calm and strategic approach from Scott Morrison.
Others within the coalition believe that we shouldn't be arguing with China. Rather, we should send officials to Beijing to try and repair the damaged relationship. Former Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce told Seven Sunrise that Scott Morrison should not have demanded an inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus.
You don't walk into the pub and pick a fight with the biggest person and think that you're not going to get punched back.
One thing everyone agrees on, the current environment is extremely volatile. Jennifer Beshwati, Seven News.
Did you hear that capitulation? China's basically taken over Australia. They've taken control of all their earth minerals. They bought off most of the city leaders. They implemented the lockdowns there. And so the Australian central government's trying to struggle away right now. That's what's happening. You heard the appeasement of some of the Democrat labor leaders saying, oh, you don't mess with the big guy. You do what they say. These are the Neville Chamberlains of our age. And now they're putting in their agent, Joe Biden, into the White House. That will only make them more aggressive. God help us.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. For the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block again.
is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I cannot stress to you how incredibly important this time is we're all alive in. How important opening up a channel to God and asking God for guidance and discernment in the Holy Spirit. That is beyond critical. It is essential. I want to open the phones up in this segment and the next. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that disagree, callers that agree, I don't care. I want to move you quick. What's your take on what Trump needs to do with 21 days out? He's not giving up. More evidence is coming out. What's going to happen on the 6th? What do you make of all the COVID news? People dying from the vaccine, people convulsing, people getting paralyzed, people going into comas. The media trying to cover it up. It is just an insane time. What do you make of China threatening to attack the U.S. and threatening to attack Australia? Toll-free number, 877-789-2539. What would you call this time we're in?
That's the big question. 877-789-ALEX. Let me tell you who's coming up. Joe Hoff, the expert from Gateway Pundit, on the latest on election fraud. Nurse Erin Olszewski, that big whistleblower where they were killing people on purpose up in New York at the so-called epicenter of epicenters. That ties into this congressman-elect that they just killed intubating, it looks like. They admit he died of a heart attack during, quote, intubation. Andrew Tate, living in Eastern Europe, world champion, bare-knuckles jiu-jitsu fighter. He's going to be joining us, giving his take on what's happening in the world. And John Rappaport, No More Fake News, great investigative journalist. But I'm going to go to Sarah and Chris and Josh and everybody here in just a moment. But I do want to remind you, and I want to thank you for your support. You have taken InfoWars so far, and you are InfoWars. That's not rhetoric. That's the truth. So thank you, all of you, for your support. Thank you for buying T-shirts. Thanks for buying books and films and shortwave radios and storable food and non-GMO heirloom seeds and all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for keeping us on the air in a symbiotic relationship. Back in stock, sold out for 8 months because the supply chain broke down. Pollen block to counter seasonal discomfort, allergies. It is back in stock. It's a natural formula, not a chemical that comes from specially fed quail eggs in France. It's proprietary. There are studies on it. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard is great for men, but also women. Yeah, studies show it's great for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's got the vitamin D3, the selenium, the zinc, all that great stuff that's for your immune system. It's back in stock, discounted. We also have X2, sold out for months. Our original deep earth crystal, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has got iodine like this. X3 is triiodine with two other types because some people can't absorb. It's a very low percentage, a couple points, cannot absorb pure iodine. So it's got the deep earth crystal and two other types that are also good. X3, but X2 is the original deep earth crystal iodine. It's been sold out. Essential. The UN admits over 2 million people have cognitive deficiencies from lack of iodine. It's the good halogen. Fluoride's the bad halogen. X2 back in stock. 50% off. Cold pressed super male vitality. Also great for women. Sold out for months. Back in stock. 50% off as well. And your purchases make everything possible. So I want to thank you also. Thank you for supporting our local AM and FM affiliates and local TV affiliates. Please tell them that you appreciate them picking us up. Please support their sponsors. Please become a sponsor. But whatever you do, spread the word about those local fine stations. That's just as critical as supporting us. Okay, let's go to Josh in Texas first. You're on the air on COVID-19.
Alex, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for everything that you guys, InfoWars, has done, because the only way to truly understand what's going on in this time is to really look from a 50,000-foot view, which you have done for us.
Well, give me your view on that. What is that 50,000-foot view?
Unfortunately, as you've shown us, they are coming at us from multiple angles, medical, pedophilia, political. They are attacking us this year from multiple angles. It is so sick. It is so genius. And it is so devious. And I cannot believe it is working. I'm an angry, happy American. I'm a 31-year-old. I got three young kids fighting this battle against the left every day. They're trying to force an mRNA vaccine. It's sick. This plan is so devious, so sick. Coming at us from so many angles. The only way to truly understand it is to be able to follow over the last couple of years. And so it's so hard to get through to these people, trying to teach them a COVID particle is 0.01 microns in size. The mask doesn't work. The micron, the particle is too small, but people don't hear it. They don't.
In fact, the studies that show it's worse, even the N95 mask, what it does is the N95 protects you a little bit, but not people breathing out, and instead it gets into the aerosolization of the saliva. It helps concentrate it, just like nucleization with raindrops, and actually helps spread it worse. That's why studies show as soon as the masks go in, you get higher death rates, but not really from COVID, but from bacterial pneumonia. Thank you so much. The globalists call this a full-spectrum dominance effect. And what they do is they create a whole false environment where you can beat one attack, two attacks, three attacks, five attacks, 10 attacks. But when the entire system is designed to lie to you, to confuse you and destroy you, people go into learned helplessness. But if you're fully aware of the paradigm and have a connection to God and pull back and start looking at how the operation works, and you're not a victim, you see it as an obstacle course, then you become stronger. First, don't see yourself as a victim. See this as a spiritual challenge God has given us. Know that God is in control. Know the finish line is there. We've just got to move forward. But yes, the enemy's throwing everything they've got at us because there was a global awakening. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Happy New Year.
Welcome.
Basically, the next, I guess what President Trump should be looking for at this stage is to remind everyone that it wasn't just a Trump election that took place. It was a Trump-Pence team election. The vice president in the Constitution, by law, cannot receive an election that has not been held according to the standards under law under the Constitution. So I believe, with all respect to all those people that may be disappointed, that the vice president will look at the presentation of the Electoral College results and the fact that the election was not held. I mean, the obvious evidence is everywhere that this election was not held under the rules and cannot qualify them, regardless of what. Now, the best revenge against such manipulation of the electoral process for the Democrats will be the next 12 years should be Trumpicans, I guess I call them, because they're Republicans that follow Trump.
Trumpists is what Antifa calls us.
Well, I call them Trumpicans because the real Trump Republicans are the ones that are now offering an alternative to the Republican Party that obviously the Bush.
You're right. I mean, the main populist movement to take America back is going through the Republican Party because the Democrats are pure communist, Chi-Com agents. So the only venue we've got right now is the Republicans.
Correct. But if you have heard the last speech given by Vice President Pence to the youth military, I believe, I'm not sure, I think it was he. I heard it, and it was amazing. This is a man that is committed to the vice presidency of the United States under the Constitution. He's not defending Pence. He's defending the vice presidency.
Think he didn't no-bill the electors on the 23rd? You think he'll do the right thing on the 6th of January?
Because it was precisely at that point a personal opinion. Okay. The fact is that he must now open the debate, and when he does, he cannot under law, given the presentation of the facts. It's not personal opinion on the vice president's part. It has to be measured by data and evidence, and the debate on the floor will show enough evidence already in the media, and the judges have already shown that, in fact, hundreds of thousands of votes were not qualified.
So, all right. Thank you so much, Carlos. We'll all be in D.C. while all the vote and the debate's going on with millions of other Americans, and so will the president, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Trump will be speaking. I'm going to leave it at that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What an incredible time to be alive. Millions of Americans already on their way, preparing to go to D.C. on January 5th and 6th. And then whatever happens, we're going to continue to fight on because the election was a fraud. And Joe Biden is a globalist operative who plans to never let the lockdown end. Communist China now has all their stock markets exploding. Their investment is the biggest ever. Now Bloomberg is celebrating, saying, oh, they're going to surpass the U.S. in 2028. America's done because of the COVID lockdowns. China's open for business. We're not. This is so transparent. This is so over the top. It's so incredibly evil. And every facet is a fraud. The PCR test, all of it. And they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Imagine where we'll be in a couple of years if we submit to President Harris. That's who the president is now if you let this fraud get in. It's a fraud at every level. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. First-time caller, long-time listener. Love InfoWars. Love the products. Love your spirit and your analysis. Woken a lot of people up, including me. I went from being essentially a half-asleep liberal indoctrinated with ideas of doing the right thing for everybody, but not realizing how the liberal agenda actually twists us and paints us into a corner and delivers the opposite of what we think we should have. Two, listening to you and then dialing into other alternative media and finally figuring out what the heck was going on. I just want to amplify what you're saying, which is everybody has to be in D.C. on the 6th, and I think we should think of it as more of a long-term occupation as needed to peacefully surround and protect the White House to ensure that it's not overtaken by, you know, authoritarians and tyrants that want to destroy this country. One of the problems, Alex, I've lived and worked overseas. I've been in authoritarian countries. I see how it works. I see how the people are, you know, suppressed and controlled. It's a tragedy. The people are good, but they just don't have any power. And that's coming to the United States. We take for granted the freedom that we have. We take for granted the self-empowerment and self-determination that we have. It's hard for us to imagine not having it. You know, fortunately, half the country is awake and understands what the stakes are. The biggest challenge we have is waking up the other half, who are being lulled into a false sense of security by the lying mainstream media. So one of the things I'd like to suggest is that, A, we go down to D.C. on the 6th, but we plan to come back. We plan to maintain a continuous presence of civil disobedience to ensure that that White House is protected and the Constitution is preserved until we get a fair adjudication of what's happened and, you know, the outcome that we all know we need, which is a Trump second term. The second thing is we need more communication coming from the president. He's got to educate the public that's half asleep. He's got to take advantage of the emergency broadcast system. He's got to let people know what's at stake and that he's still fighting and what they need to look at if they want to be fair-minded and try to come to some kind of a sense about what's going on and not be blindsided and just painted into a corner, incarcerated, and made obsolete.
Well, that's right, because this is a foreign multinational takeover. Not only did Biden clearly try to steal this election and get caught with his pants down, doesn't matter how much the mainstream media gaslights or turncoat politicians say he's the president, we know the truth. It's that he's an open foreign agent, part of the same cartel that tried all these coups on the president, and now we're just supposed to roll over to them. They are going to fully keep us shut down because he's a Chinese agent for the globalists, because the globalists have all invested in China to ensure that we are economically bankrupted under the Great Reset. That's mission is to make us poor. You will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will like it under this new corporate global fascism. So this is the main move on America. So it's bigger than Trump. It's even bigger than Joe Biden. We the people must recognize this is the takeover. We need governors, we need legislatures to recognize this is not secession. We need, if they're able to kick Trump out, to have the states pull back and say, we reconstitute the republic under the Declaration of Independence, under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights, and we do not recognize what is in D.C. That is the point we're here at. We are going under the New World Order. We are going under world government. We are going under the end of the country. We are going under economic siege. And we're going under classical Marxism directed by these trillion-dollar companies. Thank you for the call, Mike. I'm going to the order the calls are received. And the next caller here would be Jessica in Michigan. Jessica, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'll tell you this. I'm not bored. I'm on the edge of my seat. I mean, you can cut the suspense with a knife. We are living in incredible times.
You know, if anybody's bored right now, then I have to say that, you know, that's a problem. I have to thank you, first of all, for awakening me and my husband about 10 years ago. If not, you probably wouldn't be alive right now, because you got us into going into the natural stuff along with the political stuff. And if we hadn't gone that route, he would have been on a bunch of prescriptions and probably died, because the doctors did nothing for him, basically, other than give him a bunch of tests and say, we can't find nothing wrong with you. So I appreciate everything that you do every day. God bless you, and your products are amazing.
Well, thank you. What do you think is going to happen next with COVID in America?
You know, I mean, it really, I think a lot of it depends on whether Trump's getting in or not. But, you know, I've lost faith a little while ago that this is going to happen for him, because it's just everything I'm seeing is just so blatantly lies, and people are buying into it. Like, I work at a grocery store, so I take the opportunity to talk to every person that doesn't have a mask on, because I can't get a note from my doctor because her upper said that she's not allowed to write mask exceptions for people. So I have to wear it while I'm at work, but I don't wear it as a customer. So when I have people come through my line that aren't wearing a mask, I thank them for not wearing a mask. I start a conversation with them. You know, even some of the people that are wearing masks, you can tell they really don't want to be wearing it. And I'll sit here and I'll talk about things with people. And then sometimes they'll say like random things like, oh, well, that sounds like a Trump supporter when it's something that a Biden supporter did. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, we were on the same page up until the very last moment there. And it just shows, like, how far divided.
You have to keep fighting and explain to them that it's an economic weapon to shut down the mom and pops. It's tell them they need to search the Great Reset. Tell them they need to understand this is economic warfare and that it's about teaching us that we're bad and we're dirty. I'd also tell them the mask can give you bacterial pneumonia, and to look up those studies.
Oh, yeah. I've been telling them all sorts of that. Every time they say that they love the mask or whatever they say, I said, well, you know that there's a study out that says the majority of people that caught COVID were wearing their mask while they had, you know, their avid.
Absolutely. Jessica, thank you so much. Have a great new year. We're all in this together. Let's go to Chase in California. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say also, Texas is quite a great place. I live in California, but I decided to take my family to Texas. Went to the Texas University football game last night. So God bless Texas.
God bless you, brother. We're trying to keep it, Texas.
I tell you what. Hey, I want to talk about the ammo shortage, though. I don't know if you've been following this.
It's a big deal. Yeah, tell folks about it.
Yeah, for months now, you cannot buy ammo of just about any caliber. You can't buy any primers for reloading. And I have concerns that maybe they're trying to prevent the Patriots from being able to defend themselves or respond if something happens in the near future. Because we see Josh Hawley saying he's going to be denying the Electoral College vote. We're seeing January 6th, thousands if not millions headed to D.C. And so as we're all preparing to defend ourselves and our families and our liberty, it seems like there's someone or something denying us the ability to defend ourselves with ammo. And I don't know if you've heard or seen anything about it.
Well, we know the globalists want our guns. I mean, the UN's official policy at their UNIDIR board is civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, that's a true statement other than legitimate power monopoly. Power monopoly is a dictatorship, so we don't want a power monopoly. Civilian ownership of firearms threatens legitimate power monopoly of the state. The UN's mission is to disarm the general public. Then UN peacekeepers go in like Rwanda and slaughter hundreds of thousands, if not millions. The UN is a murdering criminal force, Chase.
Exactly. You know, when you go to a 7277, remember, when you talk about the State Department working with the United Nations to disarm not only the American people, but they want to create an international military force to be able to implement their government control.
People go, oh, that's a conspiracy. No, State Department Memorandum 7277, 1963. Look up State Department Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger, depopulate the third world. It's all there. And the left goes, oh, open this up to the third world. They collapse the third world on purpose and then flood us with them as a weapon, making us all destroy each other. Thank you, sir, for the call. A little short segment coming up. We'll take a few more calls. Then we've got special guest joining us, Joe Hoff from GatewayPundit.com, or the leading groups with their, you know, laser beams right on election fraud. And the latest developments coming up in hour number two, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.